For the next hour, we're talking dirt on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Listen, the guy that comes in before me has a big head. I'm just saying. I put his headphones on and they fall off my head every time. So whoever does it, tell him to fix it because I'm the pro and he's just a regular guy.
You've got the big head.
Okay, bust it.
It's
bust
growing.
It. Folks, this is David Lord with my brother Tony Lord.
Hello.
We are from A&A Vacuum Art. Our family has been in the floor care business for three generations and since 1954. I'm not doing the counting, Tony. We got two locations. One in West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. The telephone number out there is 661-3549. And we have a store in Fairhope, about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. And the telephone number there is 928-9286. Everything we do is about floor care, but it starts with the very best repairmen anywhere. We have a group of guys that make your vacuum. You bring it in. It looks horrible. I mean, let's be honest. It not only looks horrible, it smells like the pet. You probably have run over something that the pet dropped and left you as a present. We're not afraid. Our guys go in there. They're like first responders to vacuum cleaners. They make them work beautifully, but we don't stop there. We take everything apart. We wash everything down. We make sure that all germs are cleaned off that machine. That is not something we started when COVID started. That's something we've been doing our entire lives. So this is something we're used to, something we can handle. And when you get your vacuum back, probably the best and worst compliment at the same time is for someone to go, that's not my machine.
Yes.
And that happens all the time. I'm telling you, it will look beautiful and it will run beautiful. And because of that, it makes us the best place to come to purchase floor care equipment because our prices are right there where Amazon is. I pay very close attention to that. Thank you, kids, for leading me in that direction, since I know nothing about the computer. And the only way I can get anything fixed is have my granddaughter, who's five, do it because they come out of the womb knowing how to do this stuff. But because of that, we can offer product at the same price Amazon does, and then we don't stop there. We don't go with what the manufacturer warranty is. Our store is the place you come to exceed what the manufacturer always already offers. So when you come to our store, you might look at a vacuum that if you bought online would be a one-year warranty that you'd mail back to them. Okay, boring. You come to our store, and we take that same vacuum, and we might add 3 years of warranty to it and three free tune-ups, which let's go ahead and just say – the average tune-up is about $75. So you get a far better deal if you are willing to just not click and buy now and take a short drive over to either one of our stores because our guys work much harder than they do. And I promise you, you will be very impressed with that.
I think many of our customers, Dave, they've already had some experience with this. They've done the click and buy now, and they have gone through that rigmarole of trying to get something done. You know, they never think about this incredible service that we do offer until the point where their very nice vacuum they spent so much money on stops working. And they have no idea what they do. They tried to call an 800 number.
Boy, that's the truth.
They get no service. They're talking to somebody who's probably in Bangladesh. They got to box it up. They got to pay for the shipping. And by the time they come to us, they've gone through so much of that stress that they are looking for some real, genuine expertise that you can't get just staring at a screen.
Boy, that's so well said. Yeah. And so all what I'm saying is look, as you start to shop online for product or information about repairs, at some point or another, go to our website. It is aavacuum.net. And let me tell you, the information you'll get collectively from the entire internet, and then go to our site, it is a night and day difference. Plus, you get to see the guys that run the stores, the guys that do the repairs. We're real people, and we have real families, and we have real tuition payments.
Yes. But, you know, there, and also we talk about little tutorial videos, and we'll give some information on particular vacuums that one might be interested in buying. But you're right to bring up the repair aspect, because there are little compendious videos themselves where it shows you working on the vacuum, or one of our other guys, Paul, even working on the vacuum. We've shown little videos where you see the big basin where we wash some of these parts out, things you don't think of that we do to deodorize and make these things work well.
So, compendious.
Yes.
He threw that at me. That's a curveball for me. It's like, oh, what does that mean? I have no idea.
It obviously worked, didn't it?
Yes, it did. You got my attention. And listen, guys, we're going to have my buddy Rick Fetch on. We've had him on before. Mila, he is Mila everything, and he is my greatest asset, because the Mila line is one of the greatest lines ever invented in the vacuum business. And on top of it, I have him to back me up. Now, we only have a couple of minutes, so I've got to share this crazy story. My neighbor is his name. I got to go ahead and give him his name. Chris Dees. Greatest family ever. They got two little kids, and one of them is me. He's got a bunch of hair, and it looks like somebody took one big hand and smashed one side of his hair down.
That sounds more like me.
Yes, he's got the Kool-Aid mustache. He's about the coolest kid ever and unafraid to do anything. And so every day I come home, they call me Uncle David. Hey, Uncle David. Because my sister's kids, well, I'm Uncle David. So that's the only name they've ever heard. So, hey, I'm Uncle David. And so... So one day I get the doorbell ringing, and I go to the door. My dog's barking like crazy, and I have to tie him off somewhere so he won't attack anybody. And I open the door, and I look down, and he's standing there with a picture. And his dad's there with him, and he said, hey, he just wanted to show you something. And he said, Uncle David, I just wanted to show you. I made you a picture. The boy drew me and colored a picture.
All right.
So I looked down and I said, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. Now, to be honest, I had no idea what it was. Not the first clue. I said, well, you know, you may have to come in and explain. Oh, and he walked right in while I was talking. And he has no fear of anything. He immediately started opening the closet doors. Wow, there's your vacuum. And then he goes up, oh, there's a mirror. And, oh, so we sat on the couch for a minute, and his dad sat there, and I said, now tell me about this. And it's a thing about Among Us, which I looked it up later. It's kind of like what you thought Ninja Turtles was 25 years ago. Nobody knew what the heck that was, so I was lost as well. So he sits and explains it to me. I said, wow, you did a fine job of staying in line. Just beautiful. And he said, okay, well, let's look at the room. Hey, there's your pool back there. Hey, let's go upstairs. Ooh, that's a nice room. And then he looks at a picture of mine. He goes, ooh, it's a bodybuilding picture. He goes, ooh, you were ripped. And then he comes downstairs. He looks at another one and goes, ooh, you were ripped. And then his dad was standing in the kitchen. I had a picture on the refrigerator. And he goes, you were ripped. And so I'm puffing out my chest because his dad's standing right there. And he goes, yeah, except you were a little pudgy there. I couldn't have sent that kid out faster. No. Brody is his name. Brody Dees. Man. That kid is the best kid ever.
Chris Dees is not invited, though.
No, so. No, definitely not, now that he knows that I'm pudgy. So, folks, on that note, we're going to be right back. Tony's got some stuff to talk about. And then in the third segment, we're going to get my buddy Rick Fetch from Mila on. So, folks, this is Talking Dirty, David and Tony Lord. Phil Bush is here with me, and we're going to be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually Tony Lord. David's given me a little time to talk here. But don't worry, he's...
Okay, stop. That's enough.
Well, as you can hear, he is to my right now, and I got Phil Bush across the way. He is moderating beautifully, as usual.
I wish.
No, you're doing... Are you kidding me?
You are the best.
Yes, indeed.
Woohoo!
Folks, we are the... this is the Talking Dirty Show, obviously. We've got two locations. We've got one in Mobile, 5301 Cottage Hill Road. We are on Cottage Hill Road, about a block and a half west of University, and just a little east of the Meat Boss. Out there, the number is 661-3549. In Baldwin County, we've got our store in Fairhope. It's Highway 98, 1995. I'll be all right. 19551.
Come on.
Greeno Road. Say that three times fast. We're about three quarters of a mile south of Thomas Hospital, next to the Movement Center and the Radio Shack. Give me a call out there at 928-9286. Definitely check out our website. David was talking about it in the first segment. It's aavacuum.net. David has put the page in front of me so I can read it off to you and I don't mess
helping.
Up. As he should. aavacuum.net. There are all kinds of things you can get. We've got really an entire lineup of vacuums. Also, if there are any things you're interested in particular, there are little categories that you'll find on our website. Very easy to navigate. If you're interested in shampooers, you just go down to the little category where there are shampooers, click on it, and it'll give you all the information on everything we've got. Any sort of floor care, and even our Miele vacuums if you're interested in some of the best, especially our home care line. Click on that. It'll get you everything. I should give our times, by the way. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday 8 to 4, Sunday we are closed, so you'll have to wait till Monday again. That is a day of rest. Folks, in the upcoming segment, we're going to David talked about him, a returning guest who is a longtime friend of Dave's. He's our Miele representative and our floor care pundit, and he's going to be regaling us with some considerable knowledge on Miele's premium vacuum line, their home care line. So I figure in this segment, this would be we could warm ourselves up before the next segment, before we have Rick Fetch on, with a little anecdote. I had a customer come in earlier in the week. You know who you are. I bet you're listening because she's heard the show many times. And she was the proud owner of a Miele product. She had it since, I believe it was 2000 or 2001. So a considerable amount of time. And I'll tell anybody.
How many Dysons is that?
Well, no kidding. If you think about it, you know, our life, you know, the average life of vacuums, no matter what you pay, is only about 2 years because of the way they're making them with all of this plastic. You know, I don't mind some plastic on the outside, but it's the integral parts of it, the brush rolls, the motors being made of plastic. And obviously, it's a cheaper way of making a vacuum, and that's why you're not getting the longevity that you had in the past. But not so with this customer, this, you know, 20, 21-year-old vacuum, which has finally bit the dust. And it was a canister vacuum. Well, naturally, she had been used to that brand name, so she came in looking for another Miele, which, look, we sell everything. But I wanted to show her our line of home care vacuums because, you know, if you look at Miele's website, just like any other vacuum website, it can be incredibly confusing. There are so many Miele C1 vacuums, Miele C3 vacuums, different lines, and there's no way really to tell, you know, what the difference between one C1 Miele is to any other.
And really the only other way would be to, of course, our store set up for this, to come in and try and see what's available that works for them.
That's exactly right. And that was the reason she wanted to come in. She had heard the show, and she even got a chance to get me with our little axiom. She wanted to try before she would buy. So I had directed her. She had seen a couple of what was called the C1 Miele canisters. And what I had was the home care line of C1, the C1 Pure Suction. And it's somewhere around the same price as any of the other C1s that you'll look at. But what we have in the home care line is not only will you get more power and more durability with them, but they are gifted with far more warranty than you'll get with any of the others. So this comes with a 5-year warranty, and it's something that if there was ever a problem, it was, she was not going to have to box it up. She was not going to have to call an 800 number. She could always bring it in, and I can take care of this. The way our stores are set up, and it's the same at both stores, we have a kind of obstacle course. We've got a couple of rugs with all kinds of things down there. We've got some simulacrum of pet hair. We throw down a wonderful deodorizer that we sell called Featherlight. And it works great, but oddly enough, when you look at it, it looks similar to, cat litter, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
So you pet owners out there, if you're wondering how all of this is going to work, even though we don't, I would love to have my dogs come in and roll around on the carpet, it might be a little bit disconcerting. So we have this stuff called Kapok that acts so perfectly like pet hair. You've got a layer, a top layer that wants to fly all over the place. So while I'm talking, I'm sneezing at the same time. But there is a layer underneath that'll stick. We've got something that looks a little bit like cat litter. And then we'll throw all kinds of little harder objects down. I'll throw pennies down there. Not that floors are necessarily littered with pennies, but I know my dogs. I'll get asked all the time if they're inside dogs or outside dogs. Well, my dogs are wherever the heck they want to be. So they go outside to relieve themselves, come back in, and it's almost like there's an opposing thumb that I'm unaware of. There will be little pebbles and sticks littering the floor as they walk in. So the pennies act as something like that. Pebbles, pennies, little sticks and things like that. Well, these Miele Home Cares, unlike all of the other brands out there, they've got metal parts that can withstand all this stuff. So I allow people, and I allow this lady, to run it as often as much as she wanted. She would run over the pennies, and it'll make a noise. It'll scare you at first, but they will harmlessly go into the bag. These machines will pick up pet hair so well, better than anything out there.
And one of the things do is we take their warranty, which is fantastic.
Oh, that is exactly
it's,
right. Thank you.
It's 5 years everything, but we add tune-ups to it. Mm-hmm. So once each year of that warranty, you can bring it in. Remember, that's $75 a pop. Once each year, you drop it off. We take care of everything, including bag, filter. Again, all we're wanting to do is take this incredible product that you bought, that you want to last 20 years, and make sure that it lasts 20 years and be in perfect condition at the end of those years. So you're going to get the most life and the most performance, the best performance, out of one of the machines that you buy from us.
Absolutely right. And, her complaint is the same complaint I've got. She's got pets. I've got pets. And you see, we're both gluttons for punishment because we both have severe allergies. But these warranties are going to be so good for allergy sufferers. She's able to bring this thing in. We will clean that out inside and out. We will clean that HEPA filter. So when you get it back, any sign that there was ever a dog that you were cleaning after is going to be gone, especially with the kind of repair team that we've got on our side. So these Mila Home Cares, you definitely need to come in, see what we've got. It's a great brand name as it is, but that line is their premium line. We're going to have Rick Fetch in the next segment, and again, he's going to give us all his expertise to tell everybody out there about this wonderful brand and wonderful line.
All right, guys, we're going to be right back. This is David, Tony, and Mr. Phil, and Talking Dirty, A&A Vacuum. Don't leave us.
All right.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Well, thank you, Phil. I will never have the hiccups again. Folks, this is David Lord. Me and my brother Tony are from A&A Vacuum, and we got two locations, one in West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. And in Fairhope, we're about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. Telephone number there is 928-9286. You're about to get wowed by my longtime buddy, Mr. Rick Fetch, except I want you, if you remembered nothing else about the show, and it's okay to remember Rick, but remember aavacuum.net. That is our website. If you're looking for information, I want you to go on Amazon first and shop around. Then I want you to go to our website, and then you will get the best information, the best pricing, and by far the best deal, especially if you can avoid the click and buy now and make a short drive over to our stores. I can't say it enough. Our guys work harder, and you will be very impressed by the customer service we have. All right, on that note, for 30 years, I've known this man. He came to visit us, and he saw my dad. My dad loved him, and he has been good to my family. And no matter where he has been, he has looked out for us. And that is very important when you're talking about a company, because the question I ask any company that comes into our store and says, hey, we have a great vacuum that we want to sell you, a line of vacuums, and I'll say, great. What is your warranty and how is it handled? And they stutter. And that's when I go, okay, the door is that way, and thank you very much. When you talk to Rick Fetch and Mila, you will never get an answer like that. He's very direct, and let's just put it this way. I've never had an issue that he hadn't solved for me. So, Mr. Rick Fetch, how are you?
I'm doing great tonight, David. How are you?
We're doing great, and business is good, and Mila's are moving faster than we can get them in the store.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what is that we're talking about a vacuum cleaner company that has been around for well over 100 years, and they actually engineer and design everything that they make to truly last 20 years or better.
Yes.
And as most of your listeners can attest that in the last 20 years, they don't have enough fingers and toes to count the amount of vacuums they've been through. That
yes.
So the quality, and you know, David, the beauty about your beautiful showroom and well over 100 vacuums on display is the one thing that that your listeners cannot experience online, they can't experience in a big box store, they can't experience through maybe some possibly made up reviews
is
they can't try before they buy. And getting that true feel and touch of a Mila vacuum is something that you will never experience online, despite the fact that online is a way to get some information. But
it is.
With that said, nothing beats that whole experience better than what you guys are able to give the customers with your multi floor surfaces and your different styles of units. And Mila being of such a high quality brand that you really have to experience it to believe it.
And, you know, one of the things we always say is, look, we want you to shop Amazon first. I want you to go look up reviews, anything you want to look up. And then when you come to our reviews, you're not going to believe it. The amount of reviews we get and the amount of positive reaction from our customers. And my dad was always this way. He does not want people to visit us because we're local. He wants you to visit us because we're the best, and we happen to be local. And you know what? Our kids go to the same schools and same church as you do, and there is nothing worse than knowing you might have sold somebody a bad product, and you go to church with them every week. So it is very, very important to us. We live here, and you know, all my children, all seven, live right here. And so selling a vacuum is very personal to me, and I think when our customers buy, it's very personal to them. And Miele is a product I can sell and know I've done my very best, and then most importantly, if they ever had an issue, our company and you backing me up can take care of anything they got.
Absolutely. And two, David, is that Miele has a vacuum for every purpose. I mean, yes. Some people barely have a bath mat. They're going to more and more bare floors, all tile, all wood. We have units specifically designed for that. They don't scratch, mar. They won't sandblast your ankles as you're vacuuming.
That's
the
truth.
They actually pick up the dirt. They don't kick the dirt. Or possibly somebody that has rugs of value and carpets that were not a small investment, but a very large investment, that the deep down cleaning of those carpets is just a whiz with the well-engineered Miele vacuums that we have. The airflow that we have is tremendous. Most vacuums have the opposite problem. They don't have enough.
Do me a favor.
The other problem,
hey, Rick,
is way too much.
Rick, do me a big favor. I want you, can you possibly explain to people what the heck is airflow?
Yes. Every vacuum has suction. Suction meaning you simply put your hand over and you feel something. Airflow is actually the intense volume of air that a vacuum cleaner moves or a machine moves
yes.
through it. And it's actually the movement of air, not the sealed suction, but the actual movement of air, especially when it comes to deep down carpet cleaning, that really sets Miele apart. So much so that our machines have so much airflow that oftentimes when doing delicate surfaces, rugs of value, that we actually have to have a way to turn it down.
Turn it down, yes.
All have a way in which they actually turn down the power, and instead of wishing that, you know, that big box store machine that they should be sold in six packs because you just, you know, use it a few months and throw it away and then on to the next one you believe might be better, and it's just a competitive deal. But with Miele, that every single part of the Miele vacuum is made by Miele. So we can make that claim very easily that we're made to last 20 years because we actually have testing facilities that will test our machines and each and every component to, you know, we don't have to rely on outsourced engineering or outsourced parts. So,
well,
on the longevity, we have proven that over and over again.
Yeah, you didn't hear this, but Tony was just in the last segment, Tony was literally talking about a lady that owned her Miele since, what, 2000?
Yes, that's exactly right.
2000, so 20, 21 years, and buddy, there was no mistake. When she came in the door, she was buying a Miele. There was nothing else that was going to satisfy her.
That's right, that's right. And you know, David, too, is that if I may impose on you, I would invite your listeners, and I mean, look, I've been in your repair area before. It looks better than most big box stores, if you want to call it, vacuum departments. And if your customers look at the dozens and dozens of repairs that come into your store on a daily basis, they will notice from your back room alone that most of those vacuums are the ones that they're actually thinking that they want to purchase. But they
yes.
wouldn't be in your place if they were reliable and dependable, right?
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, that kind of reliability, Rick, I notice is kind of universal. You know, there are some ratings out there that have a category devoted to a kind of customer loyalty where, they will talk about certain brands that someone will have owned and will consistently go back to because of how much they love it. And across the board, every rating you look at just about, Miele is always at the top of those lists. And there is a gulf between number one and number two that is a huge jump. So across the board, Miele is considered something that once you own it, that is all you'll ever want to go with.
Exactly. And that partly, as you guys have been around the industry for so long, that you can attest to, that many of people oftentimes stay loyal to that certain brand name. So brand A, my mother had one, my grandmother had one.
Yes.
I remember riding it when I was a kid. Well, guess what? Right now, that is no longer brand A. That is just a brand A sticker.
That, boy, isn't that the truth.
Research and development has been taken out of our industry because it's a matter of what brand A can now stick their sticker on for the next 50,000 machines.
That's it. But, and it's literally by the quarter. They worry about numbers by the quarter instead of a longer lasting product and relationship.
That's right. And, you know, something as simple as your listening audience, they're considering purchasing brand A or brand B, it's simply try to order a piece or a part for that, something basic, maybe like a brush roller that may wear out after 100,000 square yards. How about, or even something as simple as a belt, which Miele doesn't have belt issues, because if you suck up something with a Miele, it shuts off. We don't burn rubber like Akron, Ohio. I mean, we actually design our machines to shut off whether you jam them, clog them, or you don't empty them. So that does away with 90% of your repair pile, I bet, that's sitting in the back of your store right now. Right, guys?
Absolutely. Now, we've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, so let me ask you. Tell me about filtration in comparison to, say, Dyson, which most people, when they walk in, they go, I want a Dyson because it filters well.
So with a Miele vacuum, and, you know, we have the HEPA filter on some of our models. It's actually standard. And all of our models, it's actually optional. So, but the difference that sets Miele apart from other filtering vacuums that claim that they are filtering these high numbers is that 100%, and that's the key right there, 100% of our air is going through a sealed system filter. So actually, the air coming out of a Miele vacuum is actually cleaner than the ambient air in your room. They filter that well. So whether it's allergies, pet dander, pet hair, pet odors, that we've got it covered all the way around.
Rick, we're running out of time. I so appreciate you being on. They make such a fine product, and I'm looking forward to you coming down to our store again, and I can show you off to everybody so I can feel important.
Absolutely, and I look forward to your customers taking the Miele Challenge right inside your stores, guys.
Thank you, Rick, so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye now.
Bye.
Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
That's right, the one and only, not this other guy to the left of me. His name is Tony. Yeah, you.
He's
yeah.
About me.
Yeah.
Folks, I was disinterested, sorry.
This is David Lord. I'm with my brother Tony Lord. This is A&A Vacuum Mart. Remember, two locations, one in West Mobile, one in Fairhope. If you remember nothing else from this show, remember AAVacuum.net. That is our website. You can see what our stores look like. You can see how we demo products, and you can get short tutorials on the products we sell. Now, Tone is going to talk about something specific here, but I wanted to give a little shout out to a gentleman that came in about 2 weeks ago. His name is Vern Rose. He called me. He was coming from Pensacola to, he wanted to know if there was a particular hose we had and could I adapt it for his system. The answer was, absolutely, I did that. Oh, no problem. He must have asked me four times. And I, not even a problem. So he drives over. It's late in the afternoon, and he sits there as I try to adapt it. Folks, that was a disaster. I did a horrible job.
Oh, no.
I had to go out there with my tail between the legs and say, Mr. Rose, I am so sorry. I butchered that. And he was so nice. He said, oh, no, I understand. The man just drove an hour, hour and a half. And so he said, I said, you know what I can do? I'm going to call Monday. I'm going to have it drop shipped to you. And he said, absolutely. Let me pay you now. Now, who does that? Nobody does that. And I said, yes. And so Monday morning, I called. I ordered it. And then I called him. I said, hey, just want to let you know by Wednesday you'll have it. And he started laughing. He said, man, I just before you called, I just told my wife, man, these guys are so nice. I told him, it's worth the drive over there every time. So I just, what a huge thank you. Yes. You know, when I mess up something that bad, and look, when I mess something up, I do a great job at it. But for him to be so kind, and, you know, I just cannot say enough for our customers. And since we just spoke with Rick, he's the one that has come down and said, where do you get these people? And the fact is, it's where we grew up.
That's
so we're very fortunate.
Yeah, no, and no doubt about it. We're blessed. And you customers out there, both in Mobile and in Baldwin County, y'all don't exist anywhere else. This wouldn't be near as successful anywhere else. It's this area. It's such a wonderful community. And David and I cannot thank you folks enough.
Yes, we say thank you to you and thank you to Dad.
Yes, yes indeed. Folks, how many of you out there are looking for something to do your bare floors with, something you don't have to get that ridiculous mop and bucket out all the time? And you all know the kind of complaining I'm talking about. There's nothing worse then getting the mop out, and you do your mopping, and you look down at the floor when everything's dried up, and all you have are a bunch of dark swirls all over the floor.
Yes, that's happened to me.
Especially you pet owners. And look, there are all kinds of products out there you can get. Hoover makes a wonderful product. They've been making really for decades. It's the Hoover Floor Mate. We carry that. It's about $179. It's wonderful. It does a good job. There are sundry steam mops out there. And we carry Abyssal Steam Mop. It does a great job. You'll find steam mops all over the place. And they all work essentially the same way. They're sort of like having an iron with an upright pole on it and a pad underneath. It even sounds a little bit like an iron, sort of disconcerting. But I do want, of course, there's also, David brought up earlier, the get down on the hands and knees and wax on, wax off.
That's it. Or do the towel dance. I've done that.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Slip and fall.
Yes. Well, there is a company out there called Nelly, and they have given us the most unusual floor product. And it's outstanding. It's called the Wow Mop, Nelly's Wow Mop. And this is a cordless, lightweight, sort of something that dispenses with the mop and bucket out there. It is a lightweight mop, and it is rechargeable. It's got a motor in there with two pads, and these pads oscillate over 1,000 times a minute. This thing is very light, and it will dispense with really any kind of fluid you want. You can use straight up water. Some folks out there like using the Bona liquid, the Bona product. But Nelly also has a floor cleaner that you can add to it that does a great job with its cleaning ability. It will add a slight luster to it without being a wax.
Yes, and let me go a step further, because I've tried other products with this. Their stuff is safe for pets and humans.
Yes.
And it is the most wonderful smell when you walk in your home.
Yes. Very subtle citrusy smell. So it's the kind of thing that if a visitor comes over, they won't be lambasted with odor. It's something very subtle. But these oscillating pads move back and forth, and it also provides a slight bit of propulsion to it. So those of you with back trouble, and especially shoulder trouble, that can't push something heavy, and moving back and forth with a mop will just destroy your deltoids. This thing is so easy to use. The charge time on this is unheard of almost in floor care equipment. It gives you an hour's runtime. So plenty of time to do it. There are also the lights on there.
Yes.
These things, you know, I usually don't spend too much time talking about lights on a vacuum because my argument is, my Lord, I don't vacuum at midnight or mop at midnight. But these LED lights are so good and so efficient. You know, some of those dark corners that you can't see anything and just assume it's cleanliness. You use this thing and it will show a sheen of dirt that will be so embarrassing if you were to miss.
You'll think your bare floor is carpet.
Yes.
When my Jack Russell runs around, he just loses hair as he runs.
Yes. This is not an expensive product, guys. It's $199. It comes with a wonderful warranty that we take care of. And as usual, the Maxim, you get to try before you buy. And folks, I think you will actually have fun using this product.
Well, you really will.
Yes.
You know, I suffer from my heart will pop out of rhythm, and when it does, you have no energy. And one day I was looking for something I could do. I tried to vacuum. I couldn't even push the vacuum. But I could Nelly mop.
Yep. Yes,
and this thing glides forwards, backwards. The handle swivels forwards and backwards. So you can get in corners. There is about a 3-inch area where my refrigerator is that I can see, but I could never get to. And you can with this product.
Oh, very low profile.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. So, yeah, folks, come in either one of our stores. Check out the Nelly Mop. If you want a little precursor to it, get on our website, aavacuum.net. Hit on that category. There's a little tutorial video there. So something very succinct you'll get through very quickly.
All right, folks, on that note, that is Gladys Knight. That's Dad and Mom bringing us in.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you so much for listening. And Katie Bug, I'm hungry. I'm coming home. See you later.
Thank you.
All right.
He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to